Oddcast. I'm Jackie Best Crow, the ODA Managing Editor and host of Oddcast. Today I'm here with Chris Moore, Director of Dental Services, and he's here to tell us a little bit about the new amalgam separator and recycling rule. Chris, can you tell us what's going on with this new rule? What do dentists need to know about this new amalgam separator rule?
I'd be happy to, Jackie. The rule was initially issued in December 2016. Was withdrawn and then reinstituted with the effective date of July 14, 2017. Dentists are likely going to be contacted by their local sewer districts to be in compliance, possibly from salespeople who want to pitch them different products or services to comply with the rule. So today we're going to talk about exactly what dentists need to do so they can be both be in compliance as well as make smart purchasing decisions. Now, a number of dentists are going to be exempt from the regulations, and we'll cover them, but initially I'd like to start with those who have to do something. Most dentists will have to install, maintain, and monitor an amalgam separator within their office. Most dentists will need to follow certain defined best management practices for amalgam waste disposal, and most dentists will also need to file a one-time compliance report with their local sewer district. That compliance report is likely going to be provided to the dentist by their local sewer district. Though if somebody wants to have a real initiative, they could go to the ADA website or the US EPA website and download the compliance report on their own.
Chris, so for dentists who are required to have an amalgam separator but do not already have one, what do they need to do?
Practices that have been established prior to July 14th, 2017 have 3 years, or by July 14th, 2020, to install a compliant amalgam separator. Whenever they do put their compliant separator in, they then have within 90 days to file a one-time compliance report with their local sewer district. Offices that are opened from July 14th, 2017 on must immediately install a compliant separator and then file their one-time compliance report within 90 days of installation. My experience has been the amalgam separators that are currently being sold on the Ohio marketplace are all compliant with the specifications for this new rule. Though if dentists are looking for recommended or endorsed products, the ODA Services Corporation, ODASC, endorses the Solmedics brand amalgam separator.
So Chris, what about dentists who already have an amalgam separator? What do they need to do? What do they need to know?
If that practitioner's amalgam separator is compliant with the current rules, they're good to go as long as that separator continues to work properly. If the dentist has a non-compliant amalgam separator, he or she needs to install a compliant one within 10 years or by June 14th, 2027. And then they also need to file all the dentists, whether they have a compliant or non-compliant one, must file a one-time compliance report by October 12, 2020, or if their current amalgam separator starts malfunctioning, need to file that one-time compliance report within 90 days of installing a new compliant one.
Are there any other requirements or rules that dentists need to be aware of with amalgam separators?
All dentists who have to install an amalgam separator also have to follow certain defined required work practices or best management practices. Those include following the manufacturer's recommendations for replacing the amalgam retaining cartridge, separator canister, or separator unit, or when the unit reaches capacity, whichever comes first, following the manufacturer's maintenance recommendations, inspecting the amalgam separator on at least a monthly basis, and replacing or repairing the unit within 10 business days of malfunctioning. All of those work practices need to be documented to show compliance. The work practices also include a prohibition on flushing amalgam waste down the drain, which would include amalgam from the chairside trap, screens, vacuum pump filters, dental tools, cuspidors, or collection devices. Also prohibited are cleaning or flushing a dental unit water lines, chairside traps, or vacuum lines with oxidizing or acetic cleaners, including bleach, chlorine, iodine, or peroxide with a pH of less than 6 or greater than 8. All of these work practices need to be documented in case the local sewer district does a compliance audit. That documentation needs to be kept on-site for at least 3 years. Examples of the documentation that must be maintained include any compliance reports that are filed with the local sewer district, the results of the monthly visual inspection log, documentation of any repair or replacement of the amalgam separator, disposal records, the paper trail that's associated with shipping off the amalgam waste for recycling, and the manufacturer's operating manual.
Are there any dentists who are exempt from these regulations?
Now, there are dentists who are currently flatly exempted from having to install either an amalgam separator or the work practices or filing a compliance report. Those dentists who enjoy this exemption are those specialists who exclusively practice as oral pathologists, oral maxillofacial radiologists, oral maxillofacial surgeons, orthodontists, periodontists, and prostodontists. Additionally, mobile units are exempted from the regulation, as well as dental practices that are on private septic systems. General dentists or other dentists who do not place amalgam but only remove amalgam in unplanned or emergency situations, which the US EPA equates as less than 5% of all procedures that include involving amalgam removal, do not have to install an amalgam separator, but do have to file a one-time compliance report certifying that they do not remove amalgam except in limited circumstances. And that one-time compliance report must be filed by October 12, 2020. That compliance report, the documentation associated with it, must be kept for the lifetime of the practice.
Is there anything else that dentists should know about related to amalgam separators?
The ODA strongly encourages all dentists who either have an amalgam separator or who can install an amalgam separator, or dentists who do not place or remove amalgam altogether, to sign up for and participate in the ODA Good Deed Program. The Good Deed Program is a voluntary, statewide amalgam waste disposal program that allows the participating dentists to be recognized by the ODA and the Ohio EPA for their environmentally friendly work practices. Information about the Good Deed Program, as well as resources for the amalgam separator and recycling rule, can be accessed online at the ODA website.
Thanks so much, Chris, for telling us about these new amalgam separator requirements. For dentists who are looking for more information about the Good Deed Program, you can go on to ODA.org, and under the About the ODA section, you'll see a link for the Good Deed Program. If you're looking for information about these new amalgam separator rules, you can go on ODA.org under the Resource Library section. The views expressed in Oddcast are solely those of the individual and do not necessarily represent the view of the Ohio Dental Association. The speakers are intended to offer opinions, information, and general guidance and should not be construed as legal advice or as an endorsement by the ODA. Dentists should always seek the advice of their own legal counsel regarding specific circumstances.